an incident happened to me, and that incident, you know, prompted this thought in my heart. Growing up, I have this brother. He's our elder brother, our senior brother. And God bless him so much at his young age. I've never seen a young guy being blessed by that. My senior brother. God bless him so much. God opened doors for him. And we will call him out then. We will have called him the breadwinner or even the cake winner of the family. He was so blessed. So everybody runs to him. If you need something, you quickly run to him. If you need this one, you quickly run to him. So as myself too, as a younger brother, so I visited him. I needed a present issue to be solved at that particular time. I think at that time, I gained admission or something like that. And there was nothing in the family. So I quickly ran to him. My parents sent me to him. I go and meet him. He's the breadwinner. Let him solve this situation now. So I went to him. So I explained everything. I told him everything. I've been looking for this admission. I've been doing this. I've been doing that. I've been doing that. It is time for you to help your brother. And he looked at me and he said, "Don't you have parents?" I was baffled because you are my senior brother. "Don't you have parents? If your parents can't shoulder this responsibility, why do they give birth to you?" For me, I don't have a dime to sponsor your academics. Go and look for it somewhere else. I've told them I'm not helping any member of the family. Let them go and fend for themselves because I struggle to get this fund and to get to where I am. That was what he said. I left that place offended. I left that place bittered. I left that place angry. I left talk of anything. I left that place so, as in the fact that you are sending me back to my parents, our parents, that one is the height of it. And that time, that day, I decided within me, I took a decision that if God ever bless me, if God opened doors for me in life, I will never and 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 never be of any help to you or any member that comes from your loins. That was the decision. And I've been living that way. So we went on our separate ways. We didn't talk. We didn't do anything. Battle for defeat test. Everybody survive. Everybody survive. Let's see who will make it first. Let's see who will make it first. It came to a time in my life, and I noticed that things are not working. Things are not just working. Praying, doing this, doing that, reading scriptures and doing this. Things are not just work. Things are just static. So one day I decided to take a time to pray. And during that time, may I have forgotten about the issue. God came during that time and God said to me, "The reason why the blessing hasn't showed up for you is because of this hatred, anger, offense you have against your brother." I wept that day because I don't want to forgive him. I don't want to forgive him. I wept. I cried. You know, when you don't want to let something go, the thing is asking you to let him go. So I wept. At the end of the day, by the grace of God, I forgive him. I allowed him in my heart. I free my heart against him. I decided to bless him, pray for him, pray for his work, and since then we've been good. And God so good, after that encounter, things change. I'm telling you the truth. After that thing, I never knew that was the obstruction. I never knew that was the brick wall. I never knew that was the boundary between me and the next phase of God's blessing or God's provision for my life. And I've been Christian. I've been praying. I've been going to church. I've been doing evangelism. That is why the scripture says, my people are destroyed because of the lack of knowledge. This morning, I trust God that God will use me at least for one person this morning so that you'll be free. So that what God wants to do in your life, what God has decided to do, the place that God is taking you to, you'll be able to reach there quickly. So this morning, by the grace of God, I choose for the subject, watch out for snares. Watch out for snares. In other words, be on the lookout. Be on the lookout, always on your toe for devil's traps. Always be on your toes for devil's trap. Quickly, let us quickly go to the word of God and I'll share my thought. Then we'll pray as the Lord will help us. Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 to 24. Then we'll read Matthew chapter 24, verse 10. Matthew 5, I will start from Matthew 5, from verse 23 to 24. Now I read. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there remembereth that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. First, be reconciled with your brother and come back to come and offer your gift. Matthew 24, verse 10. Matthew 24, verse 10. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. I read again. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Now, looking at these passages, the scripture passages that we've read, in the days of Jesus, when people come and offer their gift or make inquiry, they come with sacrifice before the altar and the priest will pray for them. They drop their altar, they pray on the altar, then the priest pray over them, then the sin will be forgiven, or whatever they request, they are bringing before God's presence, will be presented to God. That is in their days. Now, bringing it to our time, it's like Jesus is saying, when you come before the presence of the Lord and you have issues to thresh, issues to discuss before God, you have requests, You have present requests that you want to present that, God, I need this. God, come for me this. God, help me in this area. God, I need your provision. Lord, I need your healing. Lord, I need deliverance. Lord, I need your help concerning this situation. The Bible says, when you come with such a request, they are present requests indeed. When you come, the Bible says, the only thing, as far as God is concerned, solving those requests, touching those requests, and they will disappear, is so small for God to do. It's so small. Answering our prayer, meeting our needs, they are infinitesimal small to what God can do. The Bible says, unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ever present, you can never ask, you can never seek, you can never pray, you can ever imagine. He is so big, he more than enough to do it, more than enough to do it. But as far as God is concerned, the only thing that can stop God from answering such requests, meeting such needs, the Bible says it is an offense. It is a hurt. Either genuinely or ingenuinely, that if you listen to my story, you will know that I have a right to be offended. I have a right. Praise God. But God is saying, this is not a matter of right. It's not a matter of right. We're talking about things that has to do with your progress in life. We're talking about things that has to do with me coming to help you. We're talking about issues that you need to let go. They are brick walls. I'm an architect. I know what brick walls are. Retaining walls, I know what they are. They will not allow you passage. That's why they are retaining walls. They will not. No matter what you do, they will not allow you passage. So Jesus said, if you can settle this, if you can settle this, if you can let go of this, then come back. The same request you wanted to make, come and make it now. That is, God is ever present to help. He's ever. He's ever. Second scriptures that we read. Jesus said, and many, not few, not few. I thought Jesus would say, just few of you. No. He said, and many shall be offended. In other words, part of the things that will happen in this end time, Jesus said, things that you should watch out for in this end time. Wars against nations, against nation, rumors of wars. He mentioned a lot about things. Now, he mentioned offense. Say, and many shall be offended. And many shall be betrayed and hate. In other words, I thank God for our sister. Know the way God has been using her to help us in the course of the discipleship class. That this thing starts small. Offense. It starts small. It starts so inconsequential. It starts so unnoticed. It starts so, in contemporary times, say, don't give a damn. Just don't give a damn. Just, it's nothing. But it's like a seed in us. So Jesus said, many shall be offended. And not only that they will be offended alone, they will move from being offended to betray. Thank God for our mommy. It's only people that are very close to you that can hurt you. If you are not close to me, you may not really, you may hurt me, but I'll just let go. Even if you are close to me, just let go. You understand? Go away. But if someone who is very, very dear to you betrays you, this is genuine betrayal. This is not a matter of I'm thinking. Genuine betrayal. If someone who is so close to you betray you, you feel like giving up on life. You feel like. But if you can do this to me, then what else? So Jesus said, these are the things that will happen in the end time. And hate. Oh my God. This is serious. You know, sometimes you don't know that you hate people until occasion demands for it. Sometimes. You don't know. You feel like you are cool. You are kind. You're beautiful. You're nice. You're handsome. But when occasion comes, that thing has been sleeping somewhere. It's been sleeping somewhere. You've been looking around. Sometimes you see, I'm okay. But in sleeping, so when occasion comes, then you see it coming up. That is what Jesus is saying. That these are the traps that the devil is using in this end time. Not for the unbelievers. Not for the unbelievers. Jesus is saying this to the church. He's saying this to the people, to the disciples. He said, many of you, I'm relating this to you guys. Watch out. Watch for these snares. Look out for them. They are on the way. They are part of life. Be on the watch out for them. People are there to sneak. To trap you. And I'm telling you the truth. These issues, if you check through the scripture, you see that people's lives and destinies have been truncated as a result of these three issues. Some allow sickness into their life as a result of this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this morning, I want us to look at it. Is there anything in my heart that may be an obstruction to God from helping my life, from reaching out to me? Praise God. Now, I want us to check a particular scripture again. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 19. Proverbs 18. I want us to see the implication of this. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 19. Proverbs 18, verse 19. Let me read. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 19. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. And their contention are like the bars of a castle. A brother offended, a sister offended, is like a strong city. It's harder than a strong city. I told you before, in architecture, when you want to keep something at a place, When you want to put a boundary to movement of natural soil or hard cores or things that you just want to keep in a place, you don't want anything to come in and you don't want anything to go out. You introduce walls. We call it retaining walls. Retaining walls. And in those days, when the Bible was written, these men, what they do, if they want to keep a city, they don't want people to go out and they don't want strangers to come in. They don't want intruders to enter to gain access into the city, and they don't want any member of the city to go out. They introduce walls around the city. Walls around the city. The Bible says a brother offended is harder to be won. You can go to such a wall and pull it by mechanical means, but the Bible says for a brother or a sister to be won, this was, you can't see it. That's the issue. The normal wall you can see, but this particular wall, the reason why it's harder to warn him back is because you cannot see it. The guy has built walls around him. I'm not going to let anybody offend me again. I've been offended enough. I've been vulnerable enough. I've been lenient enough. I've been easy on people enough. Shadura, just like my pastor used to say, Pastor Shadura, Shadura King Shami. No. Don't let us go there. That is what the Bible is saying. That a brother offended has built a wall. It's like you build a wall around you. You are not allowing people to come in because you don't want to be offended again. You are right. You have a genuine reason. I reason with you. I support you 100%. You have a reason to build that wall. But the Bible says these are traps. If you don't look at it, they are trapped. They are inconsequential, but they are trapped. They are. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 6. The Bible says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to pull down the stronghold. If you have built a stronghold in your heart as a result of offense, you don't want people to offend you again. You don't want to be vulnerable again. You don't want to just expose yourself and let people come in and come out into your life. You say, no, I'm not allowing that. Do you understand? The Bible says the weapons of our warfare, God is talking about us now, that they are strongholds. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God to pull down that stronghold. To pull down that stronghold. And bringing down every imaginations and things. Thank you, sir. Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Continue, sir. Verse 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Every high thing that exalts themselves against them. What is the knowledge of God? The knowledge of God. We all know that God is love. We all know that God is kind. We all know that God is slow to anger. We all know that God is good. Thank God for our brother. We have been treating God is good. The goodness of God. We know all these things. That's what the Bible says. But these thoughts, these traps, they are exalting themselves against this knowledge in our heart. So no. You don't love people again that way. You don't. If you ever do that again, you'll be vulnerable again. Don't just maintain cool. Your coolness. Praise God. So it is difficult for people to love again as a result of this stronghold. It is difficult. You have the nature of God in you to love. You have the nature of God in you to help. But as a result of offense, betrayals, and hate, you say, no, I don't want to go that lane again. These things are negating the purpose and the plans of God for our life. That is the Bible. Jesus is saying, watch out for them. Be on the lookout for them. Don't let them trap you. They are snares. Don't let them trap you. Praise God. I pray the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. The last thought I want to share. I want us to look at a man in the Bible. I read the story and I was marveled that how can someone have such a relationship with God that God will be speaking to you and will be speaking to back. Eh? How many of us have seen God? Have you seen God? Please just raise your hand, let me know. Ah, okay, praise God. So, but this guy, he had one-on-one talk with God. What a privilege. God is talking and he's talking back. God is talking and he's talking back. Not just saying a lot. It's like we are having a conversation. It's like Olawa Laramia and my friend having a conversation. I want to check what happened. That's the reason why I got scared about this issue that I would say watch and be careful of them. Many child of them. Jonah, it is not possible. I trust God that I will just share my thoughts and pray over that. Jonah chapter 4. The book of Jonah. Please, if you have your Bible, I want us to be there. It's an interesting story, so I want us to read. Even if you have your phone, please put it. Let's read it. Jonah 4. Please just continue with me as I'm reading. But it displeased Jonah. And was the angry. And he prayed to the Lord and said, pray to the Lord. What is my saying? When I was yet in my country, therefore I fled before to touch. For I knew that thou art a gracious God. I am a son and of great kindness. And repent thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord, take I beseech thee from me. For it is better that I can believe. Then said the Lord, blessed thou wilt be angry. Jonah was going to go out of the city and sat on the east side of the city. And there are many till my seal will become a city. And God be over Jonah. And it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceedingly glad of the God. God prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day. And he smoked that and he passed. Right. The sun of the head that and he and said, and said, I do
that which has night,
and should not I spear Nineveh, that great city, between their right hand and their left hand? Praise the Lord. This particular scripture, if it's something in this scripture, you will find that this has no concluding end. It has no concluding end. Why? I ask God, why? It's just like, and you don't see a conclusion in this. Why? God said, within me, I heard it. If you listen to that guy was saying here, if you don't avail of these people, I want to die. The introduction of that particular scripture, the Bible says, and Jonah became angry. Because of faith. No. I want to see them. I want to see them being punished for hurting me. This guy was so sad. I want God to hurt me. Because for the things they done and to the entire. Honest. That was coming from. God said, why are you angry about this? Why do you want to get them punished? Because they offended you. Because they offended the city. Because they hurt the city. Because they hurt you. Why? Why are you being angry? Why are you being adamant to get punished for that? And when God discovered, Jonah is not ready to listen. This guy is just saying, I will die. When God said this, I will die. If you don't avenge me, I will die. I said, what's your problem? What's your problem? So if they die, then you are satisfied. You say, yes, I'm satisfied. To see the what offense can do in a man's life. What he can do. And after this chapter, we never heard of Jonah again in the scripture. Except when Jesus was making reference to him, about him. This attitude, he never knew that it was the devil's trap for him. Offense, betray, and hate. He never knew. So mightily use of God, so graciously helped by the Lord himself, having an encounter with God every day. Talking to him daily. But this thing truncated this man's progress in God. And I want to charge us this morning. that for us as a Christian, as a believer, please watch out. These things are snares. These things, they are trap. These things, they are set in the course of our journey to hinder us, to put boundary on our progress. And what I will do, by the grace of God, to charge us, as I'm bringing and rounding up this word, is to charge us according to Titus. So I think Peter, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. I want to encourage us to meditate on this word. If you're able to meditate on it so much and you trust God so much, this thing will leave without you knowing there. This thing will leave you. You will, you know, sometimes when you look at Pastor Shola and you say, why then you need large heart? Bye. Do you understand? That this one will hurt him and he will take them back. This one will hurt him and he will take them back. This one will hurt him and he will take them back. Why? These people will hurt you more. Then I discover it is as a result of a particular scripture in the Bible. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. 2 Peter chapter 3. Media, please, if you can. Please, I want us to think on this word. Think on it. Think on it. Think on it. Sit down with it. Trust God. It will help. I'm telling you. This word, it will help. This is the antidote. God knows that the devil will strike, so he provided us antidote. Verse 18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forevermore. In other words, we need the grace. We need grace to overcome this trap daily. Ask for God to engrace your life to be able to navigate your path around offenses. 8. Grace to help you. That even when you are intentionally hurt, when you are intentionally offended, when you know that this thing is too much. I like the question that our mommy said. That when you know that someone is just after you, he's just speaking on you. Praise God. Do you understand? How do you help in such a situation? You need the grace of God to be able to handle such a situation. To know what to say. To devise a means, like my brother said. To devise a means. The grace will come and you will know, okay, this is how I will deal with this person. Deal with this person this week. That's all. That's one. Two, in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ma, sir, I know you want to know things. Me too, I want to know things. So I read a lot. I do a lot of things. Just you want to know things. You are studying. You are reading. You are doing a lot. But this one, the Bible says, grow in the knowledge of Jesus. Grow in that knowledge. Get to know him. Get to know his kindness. Get to know his love. Get to know how God loves people. I'm telling you the truth. Sometimes when you look at God, you see, kilo de, why God? You are too. Why are you loving people this way? The Bible says, why we were yet sinner? Why we were yet an enemy of God? You don't love your enemy, but Jesus said, why we were yet sinner? Why? We are still in that position and we are pursuing that wickedness. The Bible says, God still loves us. That's the knowledge you need to know. To love people unconditionally. In spite of their errors. in spite of their negativities, in spite of their excesses, to accommodate and love them without feeling irritated. That's what the Bible is providing for us as one of the antidotes. You grow in the grace of God daily. And knowing Christ, having a one-on-one encounter with Him every day of your life. Desiring His presence. Want to know Him more. As you draw closer to Him, things are being shed off. Weights are shed off. And that's my charge to us this morning. That I commit you to God's hand. That God will help us all to know Him. To seek Him. So that we can be able to overcome the snares of the devil. Shall we be on our feet? And I want us to just pray in the Holy Ghost. Next few minutes. I want us to just pray in the Holy Ghost in the next few minutes. Just pour your heart unto Him. Pour your heart unto God. Just pour your heart unto Him this morning. If there is anything in your heart, if there is any burden in your heart, if there is any issue in your heart this morning, you can pour it before Him. You can talk to Him in prayer. You can approach Him and express your feeling. Your feeling. Indeed, I am hurt. Indeed, I'm offended. Indeed, this thing it pains me. It pains me. But Lord Jesus, I come before you this morning. I come before you this morning and I ask the God, you will help this life. You will help this heart. You will help this life. You will help this heart in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray, oh God, that your grace, oh God, will be deposited upon my life. The grace will be deposited upon my life. I free myself. I free myself of every ought, of every offense, of everything that is easily beset me. Lord, I free myself this morning. 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 Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, our Father. We'll bless you this morning, Lord. We are so grateful, Jesus. We'll thank you for your word. We'll thank you for the express delivery of God's word. Well, thank you for meeting our personal need with your word and your grace. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. The Lord, to as many, oh God, that are looking unto you for a particular, for grace in a particular area. Lord, we receive for them this morning in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, that each and every one of us, our desire to know the Lord daily, we increase in the name of Jesus. As we walk with the Lord, as we trust Him for our daily livings and daily provisions and our daily walk, we ask that the grace of God will be abound towards us in the name of Jesus. The grace of God will be abound towards us in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, walls, boundaries, they shall be removed as we tends to know you more in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Thank you, Jesus. We'll celebrate you this morning. Receive all glory. Receive all thanks. Receive all adoration. Receive all worship. Receive all blessing. Receive all our thanks. Receive all our thanks. Receive all our thanks. In the name of Jesus. Come on, celebrate Jesus in the house this morning. Hallelujah.